If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? How are you? I just want to talk to you. This is a late night broadcast. I'm going to be talking about a few things that are in our culture. Where are we at? Well, a lot of people have asked me about the insanity of this past weekend. I was at a con, and as soon as I heard, I was like, what? And before I get into it, I just want to let you know, we just hit 77,000 subscribers. It's a grind, my man. So we gotta keep going. I have my Rumble channel and I have 84 subscribers. Rumble will do more and add more. I put a lot of the episodes over there as well, but this is where you can find me. All my links are on my website, jamiekennedy.com, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Threads, Reddit, Rumble, Patreon. I have like 9 or 10. I'm trying to get like an even 10. And what I'll do is put the content out there and different versions and different things. So the Patreon will be the first version of it and probably the most honest. The YouTube will be a little lighter version of it. The Rumble will probably be closer to Patreon. And what I can't say here, I say there. I'm absolutely, what do I feel about this weekend? Well, at first I had a lot of opinions and then I reasoned with myself before going out and spewing them to the world. And I think that that's a good thing and a bad thing, because sometimes when you do that, it lessens your passion. But when you do that, you may come with a more reasonable take. And what can I say? It's crazy. It's all crazy. It's crazy is that I believe, like a lot of people that I trust, believe that the Democratic side and the people that like the other side have run out of options and they're literally trying to take out. After this weekend, I don't believe this was faked. I don't think it was staged. I believe is so many things, but I believe that he is a fighter, and I believe he's a winner. And I believe that the guy was shot at insanity, and it grazed his ear. So I don't know. I'm assuming it's the bullet. Some people are saying that it was glass from something else, but I'm just going to go with the bullet. You can correct me in the comments because I don't think anyone should lessen this insanity. This was an attempted assassination of the front runner of the presidency of the United States of America for a man who's running for his second term, three terms in a row. Where the first time he did it, he was an outside-the-box candidate and won. And the next time, he was the clear favorite and lost. So there was a lot of weirdness there. And now he is by far the clearest choice. I just feel like I'm actually... When he lifted his hands up in that blood and that picture and the crowd was like, I got chilled. I cried. I cried. It literally, the guy beat death. Okay. You know, and I was like, this is just incredible. This is like, this man is sent by the higher powers, or he's protected by the higher powers. You know, if that was staged, that's a lot to pull off. But again, I'm a conspiracy theorist in your eyes, so maybe. But here's what I want to say. I haven't really started this yet, but this is... After this weekend, we're all going to have to make a choice. We are going to have to make a choice, and I'm not like this. I've never been like this. I would just, you know, I never knew anything about politics growing up. I never really got involved with them. First time I voted was 38 years old. I never thought the vote mattered. You know this. I think everything's corrupt. But I am starting to believe that really is an outsider. I know it's one bird, two wings, but I don't really believe that anymore. I don't. I know that JFK also, I think he was an outsider, and I know his father has a lot of, you know, he got his kid into the thing, but he wasn't a regular politician. He came from a hard-working family. Joe Kennedy did, from nothing. So, you know, JFK, I believe, was taken out. And I think that is an outsider. I really believe that. Because he was part of the establishment. And so did they hire him for the role of his life? Is this the role of his life? For what? To stay relevant? Sure. To cement his legacy is cemented forever? Like, or was he a guy that ran on a whim, started getting a taste of it, got momentum, has a huge ego, and really does believe in business and leadership, and he is a military kid, and got hooked on it. I believe it's a lot like me. I mean, I share similar traits to him, I should say. I believe that he won't accept no for an answer, and if you try to stop him, he will not. He will say "fuck you." So that's what I see, and I see now this guy. Again, I'm not political, but I am now, because we have to be, because the insanity of all around us, someone has, we cannot stay silent anymore. I used to be like, date who you want, love who you want, be who you want, and I'm still like that. But what's going on now goes so much deeper than that. People on this side, I just see people that are extremists. It's just wild. And I'm trying to gather my thoughts. Here's what I think. Is this party, this Democratic Party, again, you're making me talk, so I will. I don't want to talk about this shit, man. I feel compelled to. Because the number one thing I hate, and anyone with a half a brain should hate, is hypocrisy. And so what I see is so much hypocrisy that it just ruins me. And I'm disgusted. So I have to, speak. I can't stop myself. I'm like, it comes out of me. And then people malign me. So then I'm like, what? What do you don't know me? And then I go, and then they attack, and then it just gets worse. Which I guess means I'm a fighter. I'm hurt. Deep down, I'm hurt, but I won't shed tears for imbeciles. I just feel like the number one thing I want to say about this weekend is just I'm just so how do I address people without attacking them? You know, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to do that for my next couple of rants. And then if I still can't get anywhere, then I'm going to have to be ugly too. I don't want to be ugly, but I don't know what to do at this point. People have lost their sense of humanity. Like, first of all, the whole thing is the picture is insane. Like, it's one of the greatest top five pictures in the history of the planet. Like, Iwo Jima, you know, the 9/11, you know, like the dancing World War II. I mean, it's just insanity. It's just one of the greatest pictures. I get chills. It's the great one of the top five greatest pictures of all time. Maybe I'm a prisoner of a moment, but it will forever. It'll be everywhere. It should be on buildings. I guess the biggest problem I have is, like, first of all, this kid who did this, it's weird. I watched two videos with Navy SEALs and snipers. They're supposed to cordon off anything from 100 yards to, and then anyone after, this is what they were saying. I don't know this. As local authorities, the kid was at 175. A good country boy hunter, they say, can get anything from 400 yards. Looks like they had a shot on him. The kid looks like, if you believe in MK Ultra, it looks like this kid was an MK Ultra. Like, he doesn't look like he's all there, just from his picture, right? He looks like he may have a job, could get a job at Panera. And all the things he had to do to get up there, to climb up, there was no ladder. Then he shimmies and gets in the prone position and fires off 7 rounds before they take him out. 25 minutes before, they were yelling. People saw him there. No one said anything. There's a lot of weirdness. And that's a whole other thing, which I'm not a professional, but it just screams. And to me, I think this is what's making me believe that this a complete outsider, is because I believe, and he's got this halo over him. They go after him with everything. Everything. If I were him, he should literally just be underground right now. I agree with that. Like, he can't. I mean, I don't know. But that's why he is who he is. He's not scared. I mean, they're just, these people are, this, whatever the deep state is, it exists, in my opinion. The powers that be want to keep the powers that be, and this guy is a massive threat. I believe that. I believe it. And we're going to have to choose very soon. And I just don't see myself choosing the way a lot of Hollywood believes. And I'm trying to stay on course, but I've never been more into it now. And you just made him win. You just made him win, because I'm going to do everything in my power to push for the guy. I'm an underdogger. And that's why people like me now, like, do you want to know why? Jesus saved me from your followers. Although I think Charles is one of the most charismatic people to ever walk this earth. Fascinating figure that I couldn't even begin to describe. Do it justice. Such a unique, original person. It's the amount of people that hate him and hate him with a passion. Where people like me, who we think are, I'm a sensible person. Like, I know that about myself. There's a lot of things that I mess up about myself. Like, I may make bad investments, you know. I may make wrong choices in my romantic relationships. I may make bad career choices sometimes. I may tell a joke that is not funny. I may believe things that sometimes are just not true. Like, I can say that about myself, but I know one thing about myself, and it's that I have a good third eye on me. Very, very, very self-aware. That's one thing I know that I have that is in a gold status of myself. I'm very self-aware of who I am, and I'm very self-aware how people perceive me, which sometimes will make me hurt because I know that people really love me and dig me, and other people's at the powers that be and so forth don't realize the public how much they like me. And, you know, it took me a while to just say F- the powers that be, and now I just F- with the public and let the public prop you up or take you down. And my self-awareness and my open-mindedness, that's another thing. I'm a very open-minded person because you have to be. Everything has to be on the table and you have to be able to discuss it, because if not, that's how cancer forms and that's how things become taboo, and you want no taboos, but you have to have laws, limits, boundaries, acceptabilities, morals, etc. So what I'm saying is someone like me and a lot of people are out there like me, we have common sense. And why I have jumped and I want to support is because I can't stand the people that don't like them. I'm trying to be calm here, but these people are terrible. That's what it is. It's not him. Although I think he's enigmatic, wildly, and has lived one of the fullest lives in the history of life. He's reinvented himself 6 times and been, he's had so, people are such weird, like, he owned the USFL team, buildings all over the world, golf courses, reality star, president. This guy has done so much in, like, at least 6 different things of this world. The people couldn't even get to the middle of one. So, like, he ran for the presidency and won on his first try. Let me ask you, have you ever been on the voted on the school board? You know how hard it is to get on the middle school board? Like, give me a break. That's insane. Just that alone. His first time on television, he became the number one reality star. A lot of other people had names. They didn't. Magic Johnson didn't. A lot of other people did not. Not taking a shot at Magic, but a lot of other people were famous and tried and didn't do what he did. Real estate, I don't care that he got a start. It kept going. Yeah, he's had failures too. Of course, any successful person does. But you can, if you can't admit that this guy has conquered in at least 5 different walks of life, completely different. Yes, he has a ton of other shortcomings that I'm sure that you can physically point out to me. And take me, I don't know them all, okay? That's everyone always presses them. So that's why I'm like trying to go, well, let's look at the positive, because no one really does, you know, except the people that roll with him. Everyone else just tries to take him down all the time. So the bottom line is that he just has all of this. I cannot stand the people that have TDS. I just can't stand them. I cannot stand them. They stink. They stink. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my buddy, we would go and play clubs. I'll never forget one time we're doing Tempe, and this girl came, and then I was, you know, talking to this chick, and it was like 2 a.m., and then, like, things are getting all good, and my buddy opened for me. He's a really gritty New Yorker guy who's a criminal, but he's a nice guy. And he goes, dude, it's not going to happen tonight. I go, why? And he goes, her. And the girl's like, let's go, Leslie. And he's like, you stink. He's like, can he live? And she's like, we have to go. And he's like, you stink. And he would say that to any girls that ruined it for us that night. Like, sometimes it would work and sometimes they would just be a stinker. You know, like, a girl's having a great time and her dumb friend, they stink. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I look at as TDSers. They're a lot worse than that, but they're people that get free drinks all night, and then when their friend wants to hang and no one wants to hang with them, they ruin it for everybody. You understand that? They stink. And I've never been like this because there's not logic. There's not sweetness. There's not kindness. And yeah, you can say, oh, what about Republicans? Sure. But these people are so loud and so crazy and so insane that they're just ruining it for everybody. They stink. They just stink. Oh, God, I got to go there. I don't care. And I'm seeing these people post this shit, and I know them. And I know their dirty secrets. And I'm like, you have so many dirty skeletons in your closet, dude. You better shut your mouth, because you are hanging by a thread. I know. I saw like 5 posts this week, and I was like, what? Like, don't step, dude. Like, and I want to name names, but it's just like people are saying shit. It's like, there's not a really honorable person that I can think of on the left that is a really value. I mean, there's actually a few. I apologize. There are some people. I won't name names, but they're sweet people. They seem very sweet, actually. But some of these loud people that are so anti are really like, yo, I know you're dirt. Like, you really should just shut up, because it's like, it's going to be like not good. Like, you really are like, I think you're scared of being exposed. Like, I think if like the people think if he gets in the office, like from the top levels to all the way to the lower levels of like different towns and shit, people are going to be exposed. I don't know. I don't have anything to hide. You know, I'm by far not a perfect person, not even close to even a, but I think I'm a good person. I think I'm a pretty good person. And I'm not scared. You know what I mean? I'm sure things could happen to me that would make me, oh, I wish I didn't do that or say that, but I don't think I've done anything that I'm afraid of. Like, but I think there's a lot of people yapping that are, because I just see it. I see people don't want any boundaries, or I don't want to say it. They want, like, I lived in my car. Like, today, I posted a thing on Instagram about a guy who smashed this Corvette's windshield. And there's a, on the street, there's a windshield with a brick right on it. And it's still sitting there. And I was like, what the f***? Look at these mental midgets. And of course, out of 100 comments, there's one guy who goes, yeah, when I'm rich and I'm complaining about it. How about donating 1% to the mental health crisis and do this and do this? Dude, you. No, I'll do it better. You! Like, that's the person that needs to have their profile open. No, I am not. Don't make an excuse for fatherless behavior. Don't make an excuse for some nut, because that's what it is. A nut. A nut takes a brick and throws it in a windshield and ruins a man's car. It's not part of the mental health crisis or the fentanyl or the Oxycontin. It's a nut, and repercussions must be felt. So that's what I equate all of the people that are on this crazy side over here, that, and I'll get to why I feel that way, because they're not compassionate. They're compassionate for the wrong things. Like, the person did a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Okay, what happens when you do a bad thing? Well, daddy comes and daddy's gonna ground you. Now, if it was my Corvette, if I did that, which I have the capacity to pick up a brick and throw it in a Corvette, but if it's a dude and he's bigger than me or tough, I have to prepare to get my beat. Do you understand that? I have to prepare to get my ass beat. I have to figure out how to run. Or I have to throw him $1,000 or hope he's a fan of Malibu's Most Wanted. That's why I stop from throwing a brick into a Corvette's windshield, because I don't want to get my beat. And even if there was a chance that I could beat a dude's ass, I do not want to get sued and lose money. Or even if there was a chance I could beat a dude's ass, it's not right that I did that. So and my worst day and my worst emotions, unless it's purely self-defense, if I threw a brick and ruined a man's windshield on his brand new Corvette, I would have to say, dude, I'm a lunatic. Do you know that? I'm a lunatic. I had a bad moment and I'm a turd. I'll pay for your window. I will pay you three times for it. For your inconvenience, and you got tickets for my next five shows, if you care. If not, I'll try to get you Pauly Shore. These are the conversations that we need to have, okay? Not baby, oh, mental illness, oh God, you. I'm mentally ill, and I figured it the out. I don't have a mommy and a daddy. They live a very long time. I got one kidney, a bad heart. I had cancer on my back. I got through it. You know why? Because I figured it the f*** out. So I'm tired of it. Go. F*** you. Here's a rusty f*** bed of nails. Lay on it. Hopefully you don't get the scurvy. Aye, matey. No. F*** you. You take a shit, take the shit in the street and throw it at their face. That's not okay. Repercussions for the baddies. That's what we need. That's what we need. Everybody needs repercussions for the baddies. You get it? And if you don't roll with that, you don't roll with me. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired. Here's the thing that f***ed me up about Saturday, and there's so much. It's that this thing happened by a miracle of God, did not get killed. And man, people I saw doing shit, I lost so much respect for people making jokes and shit and not good ones. And ew, and then people saying it's a BB gun, it's a hoax, all this stuff, okay. And then people they're callous. Not only was shot at, two Marines are in the hospital, and then a firefighter died, diving on his wife and his kids. He died, okay? Needlessly died. He died literally a hero. He's a man, a real man, the realest of men. He went and he saved his family and he gave his life. And yet these people who want compassion, who deserve nothing of the sort, zero empathy, terribly narcissist, evil people were saying things. I don't want to get into it. They were because this guy was pro, not only did they make about They made jokes about this guy. And that is horrible. And let me tell you this. These are the same people, okay, that will lose their mind if you don't get their pronouns right. Your pronouns? You don't have the decency for the dead, but you're worried about your nouns and all your other bullshit? Yo, you're making the worst enemy here. Do you understand that? You're making the worst enemy. Because you, what we said in the beginning of the show, you want all the cushions and babying and help from the state and programs and mental health days and gluten-free and emotional support animals and time blindness and all your stupid baby, because that's what you are. You're, and if I can't say that, you're mentally not capable of existing in society, cordial, moralistic society. And you've been propped up by the shitheads that want to disrupt society, and that because of chaos, because they're dividing it, but yet you don't have the common decency. Forget about your jokes on saying the awful things you said when he survived, which is awful, man. You're awful. You're awful. Okay? You're awful. But then this man who died, and you're going to disregard his life, you're you are man. And I don't ever do that shit in my presence. I don't want to see you. You're disgusting. Ask me how I really feel. You're disgusting. And anyone who did that, who tweeted some shit or Instagrammed some shit, screenshot all of them. Because not only is it disgusting if an evil person who's evil did it, who's like their whole MO is evil. So if it was a killer and he's evil, it's almost like he gets a more of a pass than these people because they come off as like they're not bad people. That's the thing. This is all the same shit going back to a metaphor for Satan. Like, I'm not saying it is, but it's like this is what people are doing. They're acting like they're good people, but and they want all this help and inclusiveness, and then they're evil. That's what it is. Let's just boil it down to what it is. These people want everything to be inclusive when it's their way. And if it's not, they throw a hissy fit like a 4-year-old. Dude, that shit is, that's why everyone, I don't want to say these ugly words, but that's why no one likes you. No one likes you. And the problem is you've been enabled by the media. Because the media is told what to do, and they're getting paid. So those people are sellouts. But you're not being a sympathetic, empathetic person. You're trash. You're serious trash. And you use all these different words to try to do something like this. I will fight you till the end, my mans and women's and whatever you is, because you're a hypocrite. And any club that doesn't let me speak on this, your bullshit, any movie set, your bullshit, any TV set, any radio station, your bullshit, you better let me talk like this. Because you let them talk like that. It's disgusting. Same people that hate cops, yeah, take a cop out of your hood. Nobody is perfect, but there's badness in all parts of society. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, dude. Do you care about human life anymore? Do you care about human life? You're a pig. You're a pig. You are a pig. This is how you get to these people. You find out everything about them personally, and you infiltrate their life. And I'm not telling people to do that, but you find out what they do, and then you'll find their weaknesses. And I guarantee they'll cry like a because...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode. which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Good people don't do that. How about anybody who defends their position against this shit? Come on my pod and talk to it. You won't, because you have no stones. Because you're a creep and a pervert and a dirtbag. I'm saying this to you. Okay, me. This is a guy that like to have fun. I like to drink. I haven't done it in a while. I like women, sex. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, in a relationship for a while. I like to smoke weed sometimes. I haven't done it in a while. Like, I'm a normal person. But you people are psychos. Can't get bitches normally. Can't get money normally. So you're just so insecure. That's what it is. These people are so insecure that they're scared of their group. They're such pussies. This is the speech I need to give, man. I will give it. People are insecure. Do not hang with groups. They're all of these people are scared. They have no sense of self. Do you understand that? They have no sense of self. What's my friend gonna think, man? Oh, I better cuck down. You have no balls, no belief. All you care about is being accepted. This big group of people is are just another thing of social media. Look what I'm doing. I'm important too, mommy. Like, if you're promoting what you do on social media by doing it, I love you. If you're there just trying to be part of a thing and you're not doing anything, I can't deal with you. So I'm going to watch a couple videos now, try to keep it together. But the thing I wanted to say with what happened on Saturday is it's terrible. It's terrible that that man lost his life. It's terrible that there's two men in the hospital. It's terrible that he was shot at. And I'm thank God he's alive. But what really came prevalent that day, whether it was an inside job, outside job, whatever, is just the reaction. I've lost faith in humanity. Not even the deep state, because this is what you expect them to do. I've lost faith in the people's reactions. Right or left, when JFK got killed, the whole country was unified and shocked. I wasn't even born, but I watched videos. I find it very hard to believe if there was a social media then that people would have been spouting off the shit that they spout off now. You callous pricks. You're callous. And that's what I got from this weekend. Callous pricks. Disgusting humans. I don't want to consume your shit anymore. I don't care about your causes. I don't care about what you stand for. I don't want to eat at your places. I don't want to buy your clothes. I don't want to consume your art. I don't want any of it. And I don't care if you don't want mine. That's fine. I don't want to be around bad people. I want to be around good people. And so I only want to roll with people that are good. I don't want bad people. I don't want your energy. I don't want your karma. I don't want your karma. I don't. And Hollywood is really letting me down, because it really enables these shitbags. It used to be so good, so cool, but maybe it wasn't, and maybe I'm just so stupid that I never saw it. Now maybe it's coming to light, but it just sucks, because these powers that be are your man. You're ruining the coolness of this town. What the f***? It's Robert De Niro has become, oh my God, I gotta say it. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. Robert De Niro has become the subject of one of, literally, not his quote, he's literally become the character from one of his greatest roles. Jackie Brown is such a good movie, such a good movie. Really is a movie that's a real, people didn't realize how good it was because I don't remember it coming out huge and then it just grew and grew and the cult of Jackie Brown is just this washes over you. Just this cool feel. And Sam Jackson, I'll never forget this line. He looks at Robert De Niro's character and he was slipping. And he looks at Robert De Niro in that van and he goes, "What happened to you, man? You used to be so beautiful." And he just looks at him and he just, pfft. Now the killing of him is wrong in that movie, but that's his character. But the metaphor is literally Robert De Niro now. He's literally used to be so beautiful. And for this guy to be so tough and so gangster in his movies, to be so threatened by literally a New Yorker, someone he would play, the type of guy that would be in his movies, the fact that they cut him out of Home Alone 3, like what a town this place is. You cut him out of Home Alone 3? Like what pussies. All of these people are dirty. All the number one thing is not all of them. I'm sorry. I don't know. All of these people are insecure. They have no balls, no backbone. They're dying to be accepted by people that don't give a fuck about them. They're dying to be rich and live in a place that's hollow and no one to share it with. Their relationships are hollow. Their conversations are hollow. Their thought processes are hollow. They're just shells. They all have imposter syndrome. They all are emperors, new clothes. There is a lot of bums. There's a lot of people that fail upward. And there's very few charming, cool people left. It's sad, man. But it's also just gross. It's a wake-up call for me. Like, what the f*** did I believe in? What did I believe in? Why was I a part of this system? I don't give a f*** about a movie right now. You think I give three f*** about doing a movie? You think I give a f***? I can go. I can right now hustle up. I know two agents that want to sign me hard. Maybe I'll take a meeting. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to keep people distracted. I want people to f***. I want the truth. I don't give a f*** about a TV show, some eight episodes on Netflix or some shit, or a Hulu and some f***ies like giving notes. You think I give a f*** about that stupid shit in these times? And anyone who says, well, all these times have been crazy. Dude, not like this. Not like this. Have we ever lived through a pandemic and had an assassination on the front running of a president? Have we ever lived through a pandemic, lived through a sketchy antidote to the pandemic, had a presidential front runner attempted assassination, had a war on gender like this, a war on culture like this, see more dark imagery from the occult like this? Like, that's just five things off the top of my head, and all in a small time span like this? In recorded history? Sure, I'm sure shit happened in the 1200s, okay? Sent $200 billion to a country where the guy literally was an actor who's now the leader of the country. He was an actor. He was also, like, a cross-dresser. Which, I'm sorry. If you're a cross-dresser, I don't know if I want you to leave my country. Am I going to say that? I'm going to say that. And that ain't hate speech. I'm going to say that. Okay? It's okay. It's okay for to push back on this shit. So no, I don't think these are normal times, okay? And I'm angry. I'm angry, man. I'm angry, man. I'm angry. I don't even want to be angry, man. Like, why am I angry? Like, why am I involved with this? Like, you shouldn't have f***ed with me, man. You shouldn't have f***ed with me with my abortion movie, okay? You shouldn't have, but you did. And you came for me, and I was minding my own business. And once you did that, and then you tried to take down and my character and besmirch my career and shit all over me, I'll never forget the people. I screenshotted so many haters.
haters. And when you're down, I'm going to do a pod on all of you because I'm petty like that. And I want to really, really kick you when you're down. I can't wait because you're a loser. You're a loser who've never made a name for yourself in this business like me. And I'm angry because I can't stand hypocrisy, and I just see it. I just see all these people, you know, don't want to take accountability for anything. You want to do OnlyFans and sell some sexy photos? Go for it, okay? You start having sex on camera, and then a man finds out on the first date, wants to bang you, don't act surprised. Just don't. You want to take Oxycontin? Sure. Okay, because you got a bad back? Sure. But if you start taking it every night, you're going to get addicted. And if you don't, if you blame everyone but you from stopping taking it, Are you going to vape all the time and not deal with your emotions and then think I'm being a bully? No. You're going to spend all your money gaming? No. What have we raised, man? Why am I talking about this? What have we raised? Where are the real ones? Isn't it crazy who's leading these charges? It's crazy. You would never expect the people that are on the front lines to be on the front lines. A lot of comedians are. But then there's a lot that cuck. Cuck us. Hey, cuck.
Ooh. I'm a lefty. And I want to be inclusive to everybody, but behind the scenes, I'm a f***ing dirtbag. I'm a dirtbag. Oh, boy. I'm a open-minded person, and you should accept everybody, but behind the scenes, I am a scumbag. Oh, boy.
I don't even know if that's Mickey. I'm just yapping.
I like to diddle.
That's what they are. That's what these people are, man. They're low-life diddlers. This is their face. That's where I'm at. Why do I have to get like this? I'm 54 years old, man. I could just drive to Florida right now and just chill. Why am I so angry, man? Here's an example of a guy. And I can say this. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. So I'm going to react to this. Bitch.
Your conservatives can say anything.
No, I'm not a conservative.
They can have any conspiracy theory.
I'm not a conservative.
They can have any, but they can do any of these. And then liberals are supposed to sit and be like,
Destiny,
it's so tragic.
No, Destiny.
Absolutely.
Let me explain.
Absolutely.
Let me explain my position, because I'm not a conservative. I'm not on either side in your race, right? Here's what I think about what you did. You'd like to fire off, as you've done so far in this debate, about your fury at how disgusting Republicans are, how inhumane they are, how they never have any empathy, blah, blah.
That's just not true. That's not true. There are Democrats that have empathy, and there's Republicans that have empathy. That's not true. I see a lot less empathy on the left.
Blah, 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 blah. And then you yourself actually are exactly the person that you're describing.
Yep, that's what I said. Pierce is right there. You are the person which yet you hate.
You are inhuman.
Yep.
You are somebody who seems almost gleeful.
Yep.
That a young firefighter with a family,
with a
wife and children,
yep,
who he was protecting as he was shot dead. That he deserved what was coming to him because he went to a President Trump rally, a man who was President of the United States until recently for 4 years and maybe again. You sound almost gleeful, Destin, and I'm sorry. That makes you, frankly...
Don't be sorry, Pierce. This guy is a living piece of shit.
Despicable.
I don't think I'm gleeful about anything. I don't think anybody should die. I don't think anybody...
Look at this dork. Dork, dude. You are a dork.
Deserves to die, but you want to talk about gleeful? Look at the conservative response to Pelosi's husband when they broke in.
I can answer that.
Mainstream media.
I can answer that.
I don't care.
I can answer that.
With all due respect, I don't care what you're at.
He didn't die, dude.
Also that.
The reality is that conservatives have been turning the temperature up on the rhetoric. They have been making fun of these types of events for years, and now when something happens to them, now they're looking for sympathy from the liberal side? Absolutely not. It's insane. Right. It's unhinged that you can conduct yourself in such a manner and expect people to feel sorry when things happen.
Why should anybody on the right listen to a word of your hectoring and lecturing about how they should behave? And by the way, for the record, the mockery of Nancy Pelosi's husband when he was attacked by an intruder with a hammer was also despicable, right? I can see despicable behavior on all sides, and I'm happy to call it out when I see it. You, however, want to present yourself as this great kind of standard bearer of decency who sees outrageous behavior on the right time and again and is incensed by this disgusting, inhumane behavior. Since the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, you have displayed exactly the same kind of inhumane behavior. Him about a fireman who is killed because he attends a rally of a guy
My issue with the MAGA kids is not that they are not empathetic. My issue is that they support a president that led an insurrection against the United States. I'm not here to tone police over there.
An insurrection? What a That's another thing. What are you? Is this dead? No. You're comparing this to that? You turd.
80 million people voted for Donald Trump last time around.
That's great. 80 million people voted for a guy that tried to insurrect the government, and it looks like they might try to do it again. I mean, like, I don't.
Good. Good, because the government's corrupt, you turd.
Which what would I say? These are the facts on the ground. The idea
that you don't like attacks on democracy. So presumably you would unreservedly condemn the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Because that's one of the most egregious.
Exactly. Right now, Pierce is making a brilliant, brilliant on point. Now let's see if this piece of human can take his loss and go, you're right, I'm sorry, I'm a piece of shit, and you're right. That's another problem I have with these people, this side. They're terrible at taking their L's. Yeah, and I know that the people on the right, there's people like that too, but it's just that these people, they're not attractive, most of them. They're not sexy, and they're insane. Can we just say that? Can we just start airing it out? What girls would you rather have sex with? A Republican or a Democrat? I'll wait.
Attacks on American democracy of modern times. Presumably,
I don't think that anybody
you will take this opportunity, given you are so determined to protect the integrity of democracy, you would find it absolutely outrageous that someone has tried to assassinate a president, right?
If the other conservatives on this show want to say that...
Wow. Answer the question, you... Mouse.
It was absolutely outrageous.
No, I'm asking you.
Answer the question.
I'm asking
then,
you.
Then I would. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get on my knees and beg for forgiveness or show sympathy to conservatives.
I'm asking you to condemn
this guy needs to be choked out. I can't say that, but this guy needs to be slapped multiple times. I can't say that, right? This guy is just...
as an egregious attack on democracy. Can you do that?
No, I won't.
You can't do that. You see, why the hell?
Absolutely. Frankly,
what a piece of shit. If you follow this guy, you follow a piece of shit. And you're a piece of shit. Because this guy is a piece of shit. Nothing charming about this turd. What has he done?
Destiny. Absolutely not.
Why the hell should we listen to a word you have to say about...
Why do you think conservatives haven't been listening to a word that liberals have said about anything for 8 years?
Right,
Liberals come out now and they go, oh my God, this was so horrible.
Charlie, I'll bring you in at the end of this. I promise you, and you'll get a good chance to respond. But here's my problem, Destiny, with your whole position on this, right? Is that you don't actually have anything inside you that you want the other side to have. You don't have any of the empathy. You don't have any sympathy. You don't care that someone tried to assassinate
Donald
Trump. You don't care that you are not the person you want these other people to be. And all you do is play whatabouttery with every question I give you. And I'm just startled.
It's not whataboutery. We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about the temperature of this country. But here's a question for...
Dude, he said it perfectly. There's nothing else to say. This guy needs 100,000 tweets at him showing him that he is a
piece of shit. Because Pierce is right. You want everything that you don't represent. So no one wants to help you. They don't want to help you in a lot of ways anyway, but you're not even what you want to be. You're just terrible. And this is a delusional, this is an evil person, actually.
The two panelists, what percentage of this event happening was due to Donald Trump's rhetoric? What do they think the answer to that question is?
What percentage could it be that the other side, we just heard from Dave Rubin, has spent 8 years calling Donald Trump the new Adolf Hitler, a person who was responsible for the murder of 12 million people, including 6 million Jewish people in the Holocaust. Last time I checked, Donald Trump hasn't murdered 12 million people. So much as you would like him to be the new Hitler, he's not. But again, to an impressionable young deranged mind who has easy access to guns, that can be easily interpreted as an existential threat, said President Biden. Somebody that needs to be put in the bullseye, said Biden.
Okay,
only last week. And guess
what?
Tries to kill the existential threat.
Conservatives can say,
this guy is a man. This guy is a piece of shit.
Guy, Trump, the people that support him. I just want you to know, okay, just in case you're confused or it seems like I'm, you don't, whatever. If one of you were in the crowd.
I'm so happy he's demonetized.
This is why I don't give a f*** about the sympathy for any of you fucking.
This is your poster boy of everything wrong with your culture. This is your poster boy.
Here's another one. So here's an example of something that is making me see red. And this is just an example of, again, this is a group of people that call themselves loving and inclusive and thoughtful, but really they're narcissistic, unapologetic, small-minded, insecure, not compassionate, pigs talking about abortion. And I'm going to break this down in the most common sense way so you understand why she is wrong. And yeah, I'm a man and I have a better take on it than a woman. Nope. First answer. Nope.
I don't want the government, but
So shouldn't we all be able to say, listen, because the law says you don't, no law says you have to have an abortion. No law, there's no law on the books that says you have to have an abortion.
You don't, but let's start regulating who gets to, because a lot of people make terrible decisions. So accountability on who you're, men and women. You just said it's your choice. Leave your doctor out of it.
Because if I'm a nice Jewish girl, or if I'm a girl who has a different religious belief, why am I being held to someone else's religious belief?
Well, at some point, that baby, people will agree with me that the baby deserves the right to life. And
exactly. At some point, the baby deserves the right. So she just said, but that's your belief. So she's already saying that the most innocent thing, what we all believe in the world is a young newborn baby. That's the most innocent thing on the planet, whether it's an animal or a human or an insect. The newborn are the most innocent, correct? We all have to start with that belief system. So if we are, and this is a person who says they are empathetic and inclusive, but you're not inclusive to a baby? You're not inclusive to a baby? Why? The baby's like, yo, why do all the trans get the rights? I don't get a right. Baby's like, what about me? Like, how is that inclusive? Because you don't want to accept that you f***ed up and you got pregnant, okay? And now you got this decision to make, okay? And I'm not saying you can't get an abortion. Okay. But you have to do it within a certain time limit or else you are a murderer. Can I say that louder? If you don't get it within a certain window, you are a murderer.
Yeah.
Because it's not her belief anymore, Whoopi. It's a baby. It's not just about you anymore. Sorry, you got pregnant. The guy's a piece of shit, and you're dumb. Okay, so now you got to take care of it, and you have to take care of it within a certain window. And if you don't, then the baby has rights. Oh, but you believe because it's skin and it's sucking off your fallopian tubes and all these other things that it's still your decision. At some point, the baby has rights. That's what we're fighting for. So be inclusive to the unborn. I'm not being a psychopath and says the minute the sperm hits, it's on. I'm not being that way. I'm being reasonable. I'm being rational. At some point, you have to look at this and go, this is a human life and I cannot take it. Because if I do, I'm going to have a bad feeling in my world. And if I don't feel that way, I'm an unempathetic, dark entity. I don't mean, oh, you got to edit that part out because people take that the wrong way. Look at this crowd. Let me tell you what's going on right now. That crowd is some guys like, everyone applaud, applaud. And they're like that. But they're definitely were applauding as well. Who the f*** applauds? These are women that are going to leave there, go to brunch, and do what? You're really applauding your mothers? Your mothers. You're supposed to be the most caring, nurturing things on the planet. And a guy, a me, aren't I a white, male, gender, cis piece of shit? Aren't I the worst thing right now, according to you? And I have more sympathy for the unborn than you do? And you're like, yeah, yeah, kill that baby. I want the rights to kill that baby. Right? That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. And ABC? ABC, the home of Disney and family and sports and all shucks. And you guessed it, Goofy, Pluto. You're the face of like family fun. Family fun? Well, how can you be that when you're literally, literally killing the first part of the family? It's not a couple anymore when a baby comes. So I'm not saying... Again, I'm not being unreasonable, but you're letting people on a station that you own go, huh, huh, and these dumb, baby seals, I don't know what the f*** who's in the audience, are clapping because they think it's a women's right issue. You're taking blood money. You're taking blood money, man. And this crowd needs a heads examined. God bless this woman. You notice how the woman's just so much, she's so pretty and dignified.
No doctor, no hospital, no one will take a baby at 9 months.
That's not true. That is not true. Then you need to go visit those states that say they will. Because there are articles written about that.
If she's 12 and pregnant,
I agree with
and
you.
Gets
so
of course, rape and incest is a different thing. Again, take care of it early. But yes, of course, that's a different thing, and I can't speak on that. Unfortunately, the baby is in the mix of that. And it's terrible but that it would lose its life over something, but it's not. Yeah, it's just all terrible. I don't even know how to speak on that. It's just a f***ed up situation. It's terrible. Yes, it's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible, terrible, terrible. We're talking about the everyday abortion as a casual way to use birth control. That's what we're talking about, not that.
The part I'm missing, because I understand your choice. I understand your choice. I also am pro-life. I want everybody to have...
Yeah, you want everybody to have... I want the ability to kill a baby. The whoopee's like, I'm pro-life. And the baby's like, what? Yo, bro, I'm right here. I'm going to get that vacuum away from me. Hey, ha, ha, ha. Ha! I thought you were pro-life! Like, what are you talking about? That is the dumbest statement. I'm pro-life. Shout your abortion.
A safe life. I want them to be safe and do all the things that they should be able to do. But when it comes to what is best for my family and I, why...
It's not your family. It's the person. Not your family. Stop it. You just brought up five people in. I'm so tired of this debate. Just really simple. Sex should be regulated. I don't give a f-. I don't think I care if you think I'm crazy. I'm not old. So many people are so... It's. I don't give a f-. People can do whatever they want. The problem is they're not accountable when something bad happens. And like I said, I don't know enough about this shit. But when is it not dangerous? Up until 3 months? You have 3 months if you find out you're pregnant, and then people says it gets a little weird. So if you get pregnant, take care of it in the first 3 months. That's all I'm saying. Before the shit starts opening a bank account. Because then it gets weird. And if you don't agree with that, you're lying to yourself because you know you do. Just do it early. And don't act like you don't know. Don't act like I wasn't aware. Know your body, you know? Don't get drunk and have sex. Have consensual sex. It's normal. And be like, yo, you want to have sex? Let's do this. Yeah. Use a condom. If the guy doesn't pull out, he's a piece of shit. But put all this stuff down so people are more careful. That's the thing. Because what's more important? Adults making stupid decisions because they're lazy and not raised right? Or babies having to pay the price for their adults?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.